Are you ready for some fun?
Oh, yeah!
This service is brought to you by the Pleasure Club. If you're under 18 and do not wish to be billed, please hang up now.
Who said buying a home should be uptight and boring? It's time for Patty's Playhouse, your local real estate talk show with Patty and Scott.
It's house talk with a happy ending each and every time.
Oh.
Patty's Playhouse with Patty and Scott starts now.
Working 9 to 5.
Are you ready for some fun?
Oh, yeah!
This service is brought to you by the Pleasure Club. If you're under 18 and do not wish to be billed, please hang up now.
Who said buying a home should be uptight and boring? It's time for Patty's Playhouse, your local real estate talk show with Patty and Scott.
It's house talk with a happy ending each and every time.
Oh.
Patty's Playhouse with Patty and Scott starts now.
Working 9 to 5.
We're back.
The mic's in a different location, so I feel peppier.
Why?
Because it's my chin. I can talk like this.
It puts a shadow on it. Is that good or bad?
It's like the underlighting.
Yeah, but I'm wondering, like, do shadows, are they good or bad when it comes to
you? You need this shadow because, yeah.
I never did pass the class for good selfies, so.
I'm horrible. Horrid.
Well,
is my arm that short?
It does feel as such. But you know, it's hard to hold all those buttons and push the button at the same time. But
and I even have it so you can tap the back. That's what she said.
Of course
she did.
You can
tap the back of the phone.
As if it was only her. But we did learn when we were at that wedding in Tennessee that there was a separate button. I've since forgotten.
The side button.
But I've since forgotten, like, which side button it is.
Press them all. The one that doesn't shut the phone off.
That's the problem, is I've done that, too.
And then it's just challenging.
I have such trouble with it.
And then you have people like, remember Terry Womble? Excellent. Tish, excellent. I'm like, are your arms that much longer than ours?
Apparently.
I have selfie sticks built in.
Yeah, I mean,
you really do.
He does for sure.
But I'm really
Terry
tall
Womble
too.
Did 100%.
Yeah,
that doesn't make your arms long.
No, but was I? I was someplace, and we were taking photos. I think it was that cleanup in the search for Lori Page, and we took photos. And I'm like, I needed Laura Smith with short little arms doing my.
That's what's really disturbing is when you get the short ones with tiny arms and they take a better selfie than I do. I just don't even understand.
I don't even know.
I'm like, what have you done to your phone that allows all that?
Because... I went to the search for Lori Page last week in the county cleanup. By the way,
shall
I'm
we
Patty
remind
Wilson.
The viewers, shall I say, the listeners, who Lori Page is?
Yes, I will. And that's Scott Coward. I need to introduce and Tish behind the glass, and our photographer is going to be here shortly.
Photog.
So we are getting our photos taken next week. A little bit of media for my 1,800 subscribers on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. The radio wasn't enough. We had to get YouTube in order to get
crime.
Some good
It's really just crime-based.
I have upgraded the entire studio.
I know.
Just for her.
Thank you so much.
We were last week, Leon County had a cleanup, and they were like Roberts Avenue around the Kearney Center. There were a lot of people showed up, and then an extra came to search for 12-year-old missing child, Lori Page. And I completely lost what I was going to say.
Well, you were at the search for Lori Page. Right. That's where you lost.
I know,
but
I lost. What was I going to say before that?
I have no idea.
What happened? I don't remember.
Listen, don't turn 57.
I completely forget.
This is what happens.
What I was going to say. But anyway, well, of course.
You'll remember about 5 minutes. We didn't remember.
But there were a lot of people.
Show.
And oh, no. It was someone.
We're back.
A sheriff's department comes up to me and he goes, "Are you Patty Wilson?" I'm like, "I am Patty Wilson."
That's all they want to hear. And that's, yeah. Is that what they like to hear?
That's
like,
all they want to hear. Yeah. I am Patty Wilson. They don't really listen to the show. They listen
she
to
says
the
that and
commercial.
They turn around and walk off.
Yeah. Well, he wanted a photo. And I was like, okay. You know, we took a photo. And that was the first person ever asked me for a photo.
Yeah. I don't get that. I think I'm a little standoffish.
No, you're much friendlier than I am.
Yeah, most don't think
especially
I am, but I really am.
Especially if I'm hyper-focused on something else.
He's showing us how to take.
I was taking it.
Which button is it?
I use my hands. I can't do all that this way. I can't do it vertical. I can do that way.
But you can set it
so it taps in the back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I have it
and
set.
And then do it that way, but it still doesn't look right.
But you have to have it out of the phone case at that point.
No, you don't.
So I can have it in my any phone case.
You can set up anything for the back tap.
Right, but if
Let
I'm
me
hitting
see
the,
your,
it's where not,
yours.
It's my regular.
Yeah, you'd have to take your cards out.
Because I have my back tap set up for.
I bet you do. Tap once.
But it really was
twice.
A sheriff.
I have it set up to have it set
he
up
wanted
to go
a photo.
To the camera.
No one's ever asked for a photo. I'm like, I'm so sorry, I'm sweaty.
Speaking
wasn't
of photos.
Wasn't a good day. Hey, Cole.
Hey, Cole.
Hi, Cole.
Cole Zimmerman, our
How
photographer,
are you?
Is here. We are.
We are Facebook Live.
Doesn't mean you can't.
We're
be
in a
part
segment. We're in the middle of a segment.
Have a seat if Patty will
have
remove
a chill.
Her.
Have a chill, Cole. Well, our topics for today are appraising and when the appraiser does screw up and how it gets fixed, and realtors who don't want to follow square footage rules.
Well, I think some of them don't know what the rules are.
They do.
They should know what the rules
they
are.
They learn it in school just like the rest of us.
Well, half of the problem is that in MLS...
What's the other half?
The first half is what you spoke of, which is the realtor. The second half is it really...
The board doesn't care.
Well, in MLS, we've gone from did you get it from tax or did you measure to other.
Right.
So, other.
What is other?
Right.
Now, if Let's you have an other... That. It's just misleading. Well, and I got into it about photos where this chick realtor took all, it was over in Lakeshore Estates. I think it was on Seawolf. And the entire yard in real life is treed. I mean, there's no grass ever growing. Which did she took all the trees out and laid out this horrid green, like I drew on it from the paint app.
Nice.
That's what it looked like. Turned it in, nothing. Nothing. You want to piss me off to the
do
board?
Nothing.
Do nothing when there is a rule, a clear rule. And she says it's enhanced. Well, it's enhanced if the second photo is the real photo, right? You should have to show it.
Well,
and if I'm driving to the house, which I did with our client Rachel, drove to the home and saw all those trees and literally left. I was so pissed.
There is a lot of people. Actually, to give credit to a lot of realtors in town, is that they actually will show
both.
Some that are normally when it's virtually staged.
Yes.
So they will show what the room looks like with and without.
I love
which I can appreciate.
That's completely
And now that
fair.
We have 42 photos, in many
you can
cases,
do that.
You can do that. But before, you couldn't, but they still really try. There are those that really try, and there are those that
It's
don't
literally
know.
Looked like she took up the paint app on your Microsoft Windows and just drew a big marker across it. Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, that
mind
would,
your business.
That would be misleading.
It is misleading.
For sure.
And I took it as my fault for not using the Google Street View before we left.
See, and I just think I'm smarter than most because actually I love the way my looks look, but having a great photographer like Cole come in and make it look even better, that makes me feel better. But I've never had anybody say it doesn't look
as good.
Right. The way it feels is the way it looks, which is
not,
what I aim for.
When you go
I'm not
many,
trying to catfish you.
many realtors' listings, not just in our area, but I mean, my whole entire personal Facebook is dedicated to this, is that you don't feel the same. You're like, you think you're walking into a big, beautiful house, and it's anything but, because of angles or just, well, that's it's not why, the same.
That's why I'm not a photographer. I know it looks good in a house, but I don't have the whole angle thing down pat.
I definitely
You got to know good people.
I barely understand what an
you
aperture
gotta
is.
Know like good people.
Focal point, aperture, lighting, which is why Cole's here, because we're going to have photos next week.
Yeah,
aren't you lucky?
He missed that whole part. I still said that I am not sufficient in even taking a selfie. I require a team for a selfie.
Huh?
He is super photogenic.
I don't feel like I am at all.
People on YouTube who listen to me several times a week, by the way, shockingly. The more mistakes
it.
I make, the more they like it.
That's because you're real, Patty. That's what they
and
like.
And I'm like, it's like working with Cary Patty Grant. Wilson. And that just flew out of my mouth. Sorry, dude, but okay,
That's a lot.
It is true.
That's a bit
But
much.
It is. I mean, like, he's that's so dapper. Much. And I'm like, sucks. I can't walk out of my house without spit on me, Diet Coke, egg. And I don't
Needing
even have
Needing my
kids.
Diaper chain. I can't get out of the house.
I don't have little kids. It's just me.
You have nobody to check you.
I check. I have a mirror right there. And then I'm like, oh, third shirt for the day. I've stopped even putting hairspray on, like, right before, because it's just a mess. It's a mess. My hair usually looks fantastic, but the rest is a mess.
Well, you're making it through. That's what's important.
That's what's important.
No doubt
about it. So when someone on a Saturday says, I want to take a picture with you, I'm like, okay.
At your own risk. At your own risk, sir.
So sorry.
But at your own
risk. I'm not Scott Coward.
Well, you will have to hold the phone, first of all, because I can't. Like, I do not have the technical abilities, nor have I set up my phone to do those fancy things that the kids at home are doing.
And then I talked to another fan, and they're like, the first segment is just you all shooting the, and I'm like, yeah, it's every, for 7 years.
Like, you've seen Seinfeld, huh?
So funny.
Of course it is. We can't just jump into topics.
Yeah, especially a praising, and I already started on a rage.
At best.
Like, literal rage about this.
All right, well, let's not do that.
Patty and Scott, 850-656-0009. Stay tuned. I packed the car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone. Welcome back. We had to say goodbye to our friend Cole Zimmerman. He's going to take our media photos next week.
Media shots.
Isn't that nice to have some shots? It's been 7.5 years. Don't you think it's time? Well, I think it's time.
Listen, you're scaring most realtors out there because they don't like to change photos very frequently.
We change ours a lot.
I change mine because I don't want to freak anybody out.
Well, you're very thin now.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But I really...
It is like working with Cary Grant.
I do not like when I have shown up to a few closings where I've been surprised. Just saying.
Oh, with the person on the other end of the
table. Because you don't really... I'm kind of new to this. I mean, 7 years in, it's not exactly ancient in real estate.
No.
But for those who have been doing it for quite some time, those headshots haven't changed much. I'm just saying.
I'm shocked.
I just... Like... I'm cognizant of that, and so I like to change mine so that nobody's like, oh, good try.
Oh, but, by the way, I went to Carmanos today.
Yeah, what is that?
To pick out, it's a printing company near where Artistic Confections used to be.
Okay.
And she was kind enough to print out flyers for missing flyers.
Oh, that's right. I remember
so
you saying that.
Her name's Amanda, and I went in and I ordered Travis's business cards from there.
Nice.
And then she gave me some samples of, you know, for you.
Different types.
Mm-hmm. Different types. So, no, they were very efficient. I'll be ready next week.
Very good. Very good.
So, I just really appreciated what she did to help. And so let's talk about appraising.
Let's do it.
So one of her agents was selling her own home. It's not here in Tallahassee. And sent over the contract. It was a Jacksonville contract. They have their own, like we have our own. Sends it. You
I
know,
think we
it's
are the
all
only
execute.
Two. We yeah, are the only I, two.
No, one of the Polk counties, one of the counties down Lakeland. There on the left side, yeah, somewhere over there has their own.
Makes sense.
And sends it back over. Counters on the top. Counters on the top. However it happened, appraiser missed the counter when he valued the property.
Oh, sad.
And so he originally valued it at the original offer price. And so she calls me. She doesn't know this yet. So she doesn't know how it got, what happened or how it happened. Do you have a black eye?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just a shadow.
Probably.
And we're in round now. Interesting. Tish is playing with the Mevos. And she calls me. She's like, what do I do? I said, well, first of all, we have to find out how it got to the appraiser. Did it go to the appraiser missing the counter? That's why we have arrow and omission insurance. So I told her to call title first.
Okay.
And call to figure out, because realtors always don't always tell all the truth. Mm. No one really does. The lender may not tell, you know, how do we know?
Well, I don't, so it think, turned it, out I don't that, think it's not telling the truth. I think sometimes you don't want to offer too much information.
Right. So the title is the one who sent it, and they sent the counter over being page one. So that eliminated any mishaps from other, you know, licensees.
Right.
Call them. And the appraiser just missed it. So she called the appraiser directly, said, did you hear about this issue? He said, yes. He fixed it, which he doesn't have to, but he did. Sends it back in, and now the buyer's mad.
Well, I as a customer, first and foremost, outside of being a realtor, and I am not an appraiser, I think many at home would be thinking, why are you appraising it for what the contract value is versus what the appraised value is? And I think that that is a valid question.
Because the contract carries great weight.
I get it, but at the same time, it carries such great weight that let's imagine, I don't know what the counter looked like, but let's imagine.
$75,000 difference.
That's huge.
Well,
that's huge.
The seller was never going to lower the price.
Right.
So you either want the house or you don't.
I get that part. But from a buyer's perspective,
right.
I could certainly see how that would feel a little off. And from a consumer's perspective.
Well, let's put it this way.
Well.
The value could have been there to begin with.
It probably was.
Right. That's, but let me tell.
All right.
So let's pretend it's $100,000.
Okay.
And he comes in at $75,000. The appraiser values it. But he sees $100,000.
Yeah.
When an appraiser values it with the contract, over that much over, 25% over the list, the appraiser has to write so much gobbledygook, because then the bank thinks something bad has happened. Someone's being defrauded. Someone is having an issue. There's a problem. They don't look at it as a positive, or they always look at it as a negative. Why is it selling for so much less? Why?
But to me, coming from the finance world, it's indicators like that would give me a reason to inquire. I think that that's not a bad thing. I think it's just a thing. And so often what happens in normal situations and the world at large is that we constantly, and I've had employees because I've ran Fortune 500 shared service centers where they find a way to make something look the way it needs to. Because that's what the productivity indicator is.
Right.
And so it's to me, it's another example of that. So it's not exactly, I can understand from a buyer's perspective and a seller's perspective, because I think you could have the exact same thing happen from a seller. I just sold this way too cheap, right? So it comes in at $100,000, I just sold it at $75,000. Whatever the situation is, but it makes you wonder what the appraisal is, and I think that's the key in this. The appraisal really is, and I think you've said it very well for the last 7 years, it really is for the bank to lend that big bag of cash. It really isn't the value per se of that home. And
if they had to resell it, what would it sell for?
Therein lies, I think, where most are coming from when
they
feel or see that.
An erroneous thought process based on the fact that most realtors don't take appraisal classes, although they should be forced to. They really should. Because it would really help both trades.
It might also help if we didn't call it appraisal. I mean, I think it goes to the definition of appraisal, because an appraisal, no different than, I like it when they do it on the roadshow, because they say, you know, if in the right circumstances, if it may be worth X. So that's the appraised value of it, because it really.
But in writing, they can't do that.
No, they're saying right. it out loud right. when they're talking to someone. They're not giving them a slip that says this ring is worth X. They're saying in this circumstance, we've seen it sell for in this situation for X. So they're not giving it that true appraisal.
Well, like, they are licensed appraisers, and they take USPAP classes just like
sure,
we do.
Sure,
so
sure.
If they say that and then therefore put, now it's for entertainment purposes, but if they put it in writing, this is an appraisal, which they're not doing. But if they did, we're not allowed to give a value
no,
range.
No, it's like
I
you.
Wish
it's
we
like,
could give a value range.
It's like
range.
You, when you're looking at something, mm-hmm. you always make a point of saying, in this situation, it could be, it may not be, you don't know. I mean, you're not signing anything saying that this is the appraised value because
correct.
You are a licensed appraiser. It's just in this circumstance, in this light, this is what it may look like.
If you sell it in this month, it's going to sell for this.
Absolutely.
If you sell it in this
absolutely.
Month, it's not.
No doubt.
And that's just market demand.
Right. But I think most at home, especially if you're in a transaction process, I could totally see how they may feel mm-hmm. the way that they did. But it doesn't change the value or the sale of the home and what somebody else is going to pay for it, quite honestly. So you either want to pay for that or not. And if you don't, somebody else is going
to
buy
it. So it is up to the appraiser to fix his mistake or not fix his mistake, because he also has error and omissions. And if he is saying on the appraisal that he reviewed and analyzed the entire contract, in this case, he didn't. So when you state that and then you didn't, you know, there's an error in his insurance.
How do
could
you,
have to
so
come
when that comes across, how do you answer that question if you don't know? So, for example, in this situation, he had that page was not sent or he missed it or something.
Or he missed it.
How do you know? When you're answering that question, I'd have to know that I have 12 out of 12 pages in order for me to say that.
That was why it was his error, because
yeah,
it says
not,
on there, there's a counteroffer just like on ours,
yeah.
and he didn't check.
Right.
He assumed instead of,
yeah.
you know, he missed it.
Yeah, I always wonder about stuff like that. It's when I answer questions.
And it was on the first page. So how it printed out or whatever, he missed it. And he admitted, I missed it. So he fixed
well,
it,
you know,
which he's in his right to do.
That's half the battle, having somebody that at least
the buyer
owns
is
up.
Not in his right to say, I don't want to know about it. I don't want it increased. The man made a mistake, and it is his right as the appraiser to change it.
Yeah, but the buyer in this situation probably doesn't realize that just because he made a mistake and it's 75, let's imagine it's $100,000 lower, that doesn't mean that the seller has to sell it for that.
No, the seller was not
right. That's what I'm
going
saying.
To
so,
lower it.
So he wants to keep it there as if it's some type of negotiation.
Well, if he walked, he would have got his money back.
Fine.
And now you walk,
you
don't get your money
but
back.
But I'm not going to sell it for $75,000 less to
no.
keep your $2,500.
No.
No, that's not going to work out.
Mm-mm.
But I think most people think that, okay, well, now they have to negotiate with me, and they really don't.
So the next step of it was the lender got involved, and the lender told the agent owner that he wasn't going to talk to her anymore. So we'll talk about that next
wow.
segment. Patty and Scott, 850-656-0009.
All we meet again, don't try to flirt with me. You're not really my friend, but you take up half this bed, living rent-free in my head. All insecurity.
I got my hands on my back. He like it when I am just like that. I got my hands on my back.
Welcome back. Our number is 850-656-0009. We also sell homes.
We do.
And list them and stage them.
Typically, my hands are on my sides at that point. The little
850-656-0009. Our websites, Patty and Scott, or the Brokerage FL. Patty's Playhouse had to get incorporated. And then I had to incorporate Living Tallahassee because it looked like someone is scamming Living Tallahassee Group. So I incorporated it, and
No scamming allowed.
No scamming. I did the DBA on it, too. I did the fictitious name. So that's fun. So anyway, we're talking about, okay, so now the bank gets involved. So what we were saying last segment is the appraiser misses the counteroffer page. So he appraises the home for the original offer amount. He realizes his mistake. He turns it back in with the full contract, now executed price.
Right.
Buyer's upset for whatever reason. Well, seller is not reducing.
They think they're paying too much at that point because that's the way well,
you,
that
or
it
he wants
feel
to take
to
advantage of the, could, yeah.
It, that or both. You right. never know. Whatever it
so,
is.
So the seller had no intention of lowering their price, and they can't be arm twisted into lowering the price.
Right.
No more than the buyer could have been arm twisted the other way.
Correct.
To pay out of pocket for the difference. It doesn't really get that way. So then the lender gives the agent owner a call. So she owns the home. And the lender's like, I am not talking to you anymore. The buyer doesn't want me to discuss this with you. So then I clip the contract because she's like, hey, Patty Broker, could you please help me with this? What do I say? So line 87, 88, and 89 in the Jacksonville contract states, buyer doesn't get to tell me that.
Buyer doesn't get
buyer,
to tell the
lender. He can't speak.
Right.
So part of the executed contract is every line, right? Every line is part of an agreement. So in that 87, 88, and 89, that agreement says buyer gives up the right to not tell me that I can't speak. Now, if the lender chooses not to do it, then the lender could have an error issue to deal with. And knowing the buyer and seller, the seller owner, they will. Because she's like me. She's like, no, it's not happening. You're going to talk to me. So I called her today to find out what the end of the thing was.
So what was the end of the thing?
I don't know. She didn't answer. Got 3 kids under 2.
Yeah, we all want to know if that went through or not. Like, what happened?
And it may or may not, but the point is the lender can't say you're not going to speak to the realtor or the owner if the owner asks how the buyer's financing is going. And the buyer can't not pay full price when there's an error on the appraisal part. They may not like it, but that's life.
I just don't know what the lender would be telling.
Well, the lender works for the buyer, and they're like,
that.
They
I'm
didn't want to upset
the,
him. It's
a
high-value property. They didn't want to upset the buyer.
Yeah, I get that. I just don't know.
Because they had to tell. So you have a
of course they
three-day
had to
rule. You get that appraisal, and it's not like you can't not tell the listing
what
agent.
What did they think was going to happen?
I don't know. I would love to know.
We were going to show up at closing and you were going
to
pay $75,000 less?
Love to know.
Like, that was never happening.
It was never happening.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They're moving here from out of state. It doesn't happen in any state.
Yeah, that's... No.
It's not like contract here in Florida is so special. All of those contracts... My sister's buying a home in Pennsylvania. It's very similar.
In terms of...
Disclosure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course they would have to know. There's just no way not to. Maybe they are perplexed or disarmed by the fact that it's the agent owner aspect of it, but it is what it is.
Hard to say.
That's what you.
We were knocked off live, Tish, in case you see.
Yeah. We're gone.
We was live. That's what it
live.
Said.
We're
was
liveless.
Live.
Liveless.
Or was live. So it'll be interesting. I'll update Facebook when I know, but I just thought it was interesting. The whole aspect of it, the errors, the perceived error, who does the error benefit? How does it work out in the end? Either way, the listing agent and the owner of the property are entitled to know what is happening on the other side. And I had that happen. It was a home we sold. And they had a lender out in Colorado because that's where she was moving from. And that lender didn't want to tell me anything. And then I clip that little clipping tool and said, no, you will tell me. And they told me. Do you want to tell me? Well, you're going to tell me.
I just don't understand.
You're
going to
tell me when that appraisal was ordered because that's a big question.
Well,
you're going to tell me not only was it ordered, was it paid for?
Yeah, that I get more than the other, just asking them not to talk to you.
Well,
I'm not saying it's right.
Thought it
I'm
was
just saying
protect
I think that
$75.
If you didn't do what you were supposed to do contractually, of course you're not going to want to own up to it.
So this lady in, I don't think she's real. She might be real, but she's going to be gone now.
Mm-hmm.
So in We posted in Living Tallahassee complaints.
Yeah.
She said boring.
No, thank you.
So I'm going to ban Shout her. Out.
Shout out to the people.
Bye. Bye, Miriam. See ya.
Who don't. She's just expressing her right to complain.
Well, I Good and I express my right to eliminate the her. Miriams.
Back on
the world.
Okay. Cool beans. Miriam's gone.
Bye, Miriam.
Miriam didn't look like she was a real person anyway.
A bot.
She could be. You know, whenever they have a sunrise and they're everything's a sunrise, I'm thinking it's Uzbekistan or whatever.
I just feel like anything with a sunrise, should you actually be on the complaint Facebook page?
I don't know. Isn't
everything sunshiny and great? But those are the ones you got to watch out for.
Yeah, I mean, Truly. People are just miserable. Truly. That's why I started the group.
Anybody that comes across like too happy, I'm like, mm-hmm.
It's not real.
It freaks me out.
Dude, I went to that Milano's for pizza today.
And?
It was delicious.
And do you want to tell people at home that are listening what Milano's is?
It's the cousin of Village Pizza, which is the brother of Zbarti.
See, yes, I knew all that.
And they moved next to where Birdie's Chicken.
No, they moved in to where.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's next door. Literally next door. Because the Birdie's Chicken thing is.
What's the drive-thru then?
That's been.
There's. Yeah. It's not there.
So they just. That was just for Birdie's.
So what was next to Birdie's before?
Ice cream. Nitro. O2. Nitro. That N2 ice cream place.
So that's not Duck Donuts.
No, that's Duck next, Donuts that's is next. Next.
So confused. I do think that the Chinese place that used to be there, the Tasty Asian, is no longer there.
That's correct. It's a faux.
Faux Asian?
It's like, it's not faux. What do they say? Fa? Fa? They say pa?
No, faux pas.
That's a stepdad.
I meant to go into exactly. Duck Donuts, but I guess the Lord stopped me.
Yeah. That depends on what type of donuts you like. If you like a cake donut,
I do like a cake donut with topping.
I do not like a cake donut.
You like, what is yours, Dunkin' or Krispy Kreme?
Neither.
Oh, what do you like?
I don't really like donuts, but if I eat a donut, it's typically going to be Donut Kingdom.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's so good.
Yeah. I think it's a good mix between cake and like something that
What'd she say,
deflates
rule two,
as you're eating
rule three?
It.
I don't care. People forget I'm the one who makes up the rules.
Yeah, see.
Do they not realize that I am the rule maker?
Well, you got to know what game you're playing. You got to know the game before you know the rules.
Oh, she's saying no business posts, realtors, real estate. It's not a business. This isn't a business.
This is just us. It's okay.
She's laughing. It's fine. Yeah. I'll let her stay.
Miriam, we like a good
No, it's not Miriam.
Humor.
This is Shannon.
Well, boo.
Shannon is
laughing at us.
Laughing, I don't That's care. Okay. Laugh at me.
Listen, wouldn't be the first Dude. Time. Won't be the last.
But anyway, that whole complaints only thing was pretty smart on my part because it took generically most of the complaints out of Living Tallahassee, and I can now
they have a,
manage the group better.
Well, because they need a forum.
They did need a forum
for complaints.
So let's talk about square footage.
Go on.
That's another complaint.
Yeah.
Don't take the sellers. Estimate for square footage because here's what happens.
Why would anybody do that?
I asked her.
I just don't even.
And she said because I mean, the seller said so.
Do you know how many things the seller has told me that if
and
I.
And we're
if,
talking
I,
about.
I mean, I would literally
a
not
500
have a
square foot difference. That's two rooms. That's two bedrooms, two whatever. He's including the base. You know where he derives this? The basement because there's a vent in the basement.
Did he tell her that's how he derived it?
That's what
it?
He did.
Okay, well. All of this makes no sense.
So my people were considering making an offer and on this property and then stopped because of that. Like your value, when it comes down to appraising, we don't use price per square foot. We use comparables. And there's enough comparables that are 2,000 square feet, which is what the house is because that's what the tax card says. Between 1,700 and 2,200, there's no reason to go up to 2,500. No one is going to appraise that home for 2,500. A vent in a basement, which is concrete blocked walls. We're not talking about Moore Pond or Rose Hill or any of those beautiful walkout basements like Thurseline that are just like gorgeous. We're talking about concrete blocked walls that likely aren't even sealed. Stick with us, Patty and Scott, 850-656-0009. I love David Bowie.
We have not.
You know what made me think of it?
No.
My nail polish. It's really? Pinky Kinky.
I would have.
I was like, oh. I'll
thought she went to Key West or something.
No, Pinky Kinky.
Feels very islandy.
It's the Kinks.
That's why I learned of the Kinks. That was the first Kink song I knew.
It's the first Kink song most people knew. Yeah,
because of MTV. And then I discovered their You Really Got Me and all their other good songs.
Mm. So we were talking about square footage.
Yes.
And when the realtor takes the seller's word for it without documentation, just their, hey,
other.
Let's include the basement. It's got a vent. Heating and cool does not just mean square footage. It just doesn't work like that. It's clearly below grade, so it wouldn't count. And then it's concrete block walls, so it wouldn't count. And you could barely walk down there. Decapitated myself twice going down the steps. It just doesn't work like that. It's like people really want it to just fit their whatever their imagination says and hope that it works out. So let's pretend it's not Patty being their agent. Someone else new is their agent and they're like, oh, that's great. It's 2,500 square feet. You're going to buy it for this price. It all works out. Comes, you've done inspections, you've paid for the appraisal. And now you learn it's 2,000 square feet. Not anywhere. Seller's trying to get something past you because that's a fact. It's not. And then the buyer's like, why didn't anyone tell me? Who's on the hook for that?
Yeah.
They're $1,000 at least. The appraisal's probably $650. Home inspection's $500, $600, depending on the age of the home. So there's $1,200. Somebody better write a check for because that buyer is going to be very upset. Where's that 500 square feet? And even though this is what I was told in one of our little real estate groups, it says buyer's supposed to verify. But at what point did the ethics say you're no intent to mislead?
Yeah.
There is misleading going on, especially when you were told this is not 2,000 square feet and you're not changing it and we're not making an offer.
Well, first of all, in order to put
Who wants that kind of argument?
In order to put it in MLS, you had to go to the property appraiser's website to get the information in order to do so. How about verifying it at that point? And you'd realize it's 500 less. Why do I have this? And I don't care what you told me. I would still tell you it's misleading and that that's not something that you should do.
Other states do require agents be taught how to measure properly.
This isn't even a measurement issue. It really isn't. This is you. Somebody. There's a pool in the backyard. I don't see a pool, but there's a pool. So you list that there's a pool in the backyard. There's no pool in the backyard.
It's like when we're in a drought and all these retention ponds. But there's a pond.
Yeah.
The potential of a pond is there. You paid a lot of money. So this for the potential.
This isn't for lack of being able to measure. You didn't even try.
Mm-mm.
You didn't even verify. You just took what somebody said and regurgitated it, which nobody needs you if that's the case, honestly.
That's just crazy
to me.
But I just think agents, it's just like we were talking about with Cole. If you're going to paint, literally use the paint app on your Windows machine to cover up the fact that trees are everywhere and you Photoshop the trees out, you need to be honest about it. And the board needs to not be all talk. And they need to take a stand that buyers get very disappointed when they walk up and everything is fake.
I mean, who wouldn't?
I mean, there was another house. We saw a blue driveway, and they photoshopped the blue driveway out. It is blue.
It's really blue.
It's blue. It's like Idaho football field blue.
It's blue. It's 100% blue.
And I'm like, it's not. I called the agent. Why is the photo? Did he paint it? Is the photo? So, no, it shows blue. No, it doesn't. It shows your little, like, I photoshopped it. That's what it looks like. I mean, there's just multiple cases where the board, they'll care about me selling a home for a dollar as the broker. They'll shut me down, which wasn't even a lie. But they just will not do this. They will not hold these people accountable. I just don't understand why. The board cannot, it can't behoove them to stand there and like, everybody take their ethics, and then let this stuff run. Yeah, it is misleading. It is expensive to take off from work, for the buyer to take off from work, get in their car, and drive someplace with the hopes that they're buying this home and find out it looks nothing like the photo.
I guess I struggle with, in what way does that make someone believe that it's going to sell their home? I mean, to me, I would think that the feedback would be you're getting showings and then no one is doing anything with those showings because it's not what it's projected to be. So I don't understand where you think you're getting away with something that it really is a waste of the seller's time. It's a waste of a buyer's time. It's a waste of an agent's time. So I don't see where it makes sense to do that. There's one thing, and maybe it's really subjective, and so it's hard to tie it down. There's one thing to say, you know, that's my face, but there's a ring behind me. Therefore, maybe I look better, or maybe my chin is not as, you know.
The mic's under my chin.
Is it wobbly or whatever you said last week as it looks? But there's another thing when you are superimposing things and making it what it is not. I mean, did you add an additional garage? Did you, you know, those things?
Why not just add an entire story of the home?
That's my point. So there is one thing when you're trying to make something look the best that it can, but within reason, and then it's that subject nature of this whole thing. And then there's another that says you are literally painting things in. You are making things exist that don't. That's completely different. That's at least your face. It may have a filter on it, but that's your face. I may not like it when I meet it in person, but that's still your face. There's a difference when your face is a completely different person, and that's catfishing. That, to me, is not where we are not meeting ethics at that point, because you are being fictitious about what this is.
And so when I approach this in our little Facebook group and I say, blah, blah, you know, the square footage, and they come back with the buyers to verify, and then I come back with, it's not to mislead. We shouldn't even have to be at that point.
The buyer did verify. That's the reason you're having the conversation. It's not as if they didn't like the house. They're not willing to pay for square footage that doesn't exist.
It's just like anything else. Realtors are...
And it's not going to appraise. Why would they put their money into something all the way up to that point, only to then find out that we're now dealing with exactly what we started with, which is the house is probably worth $100,000 less because the square footage isn't there. That to me makes...
Oh, it's a lot less.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just using a number, but I'm saying that why...
Yeah, you're not far off.
Right, you're asking people to invest money. They still may like the house. That's okay. It's just not worth what you say it's worth. And then... when it comes down to financing, you're not going to get financing.
You're not going to get financing.
But you've invested your money at that point. So you made somebody waste their money.
You put money in escrow, which could be a fight to get back, and your inspection fee.
It's just that to me.
And you've let people do it.
Right. That's where I think it goes awry.
That's where I have the challenge with the agent. You allow someone to take that $5,000 check, knowing that it's going to come up. It's going to come up.
Right.
It may not be the first day. It's going to be day 14. And then the seller's like, I don't care. It's 2,500 square feet. And I'm like, I don't care. What? And all the other agents that don't know ANSI, which is our standard of measurement as an appraiser, it's malpractice. Because the appraiser has to use it. They don't have to use it for the VA. But the VA appraisers are going to check the other stuff anyway. They're going to know it's not 2,500 square feet.
Well, the challenge with what you're saying in the forum that you're speaking to that said it is for buyers to validate, the buyer did validate. The issue is that the buyer's still validating. We find the problem, but it's still misleading. That doesn't change the fact that it's misleading and that the property appraiser's website says that it is 500 square feet less.
How is it any different?
It's clear to me that one doesn't mean the other. Just because they have to validate doesn't mean it's right to do it.
Realtors get in trouble all the time when the seller finds out that their house is worth less and no one told them, right? It's in almost every test quiz CEU we have. Mm-hmm. You are required to tell the seller if there's a value change. Whether he changes the price or not, you're still required to tell him. How is this not different?
Yeah.
You know, if the seller chooses not to abide by that information, that's fine, but you have to tell them. It's your ethical obligation. It says it right in ethics.
Not to mention, and I think I may know this property, but it's been on the market for a while. So again, it goes back to my point. There are some,
months.
So there's something that's telling you that there is something odd awry with what we're doing here. So there's a number of things going wrong. Is that it? Wow.
I get a good feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really fun. Thanks, Cole, for coming in. 850-656-0009. It's Patty and Scott.